listener production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. Queensland's crime and health frontline staff are apparently some of the state's unhappiest public servants. The Public Sector Commission released the 2023 Working for Queensland survey and found about 10% of Darling Down respondents indicated they wanted to leave their roles as soon as possible. That's up from just 7% the year prior. The Toowoomba Council needs $180 million of state and federal funding to complete the Crestbrook Dam safety upgrade. If they can't, ratepayers could foot the bill. News Corp reports the council has made it their sole item on the upcoming budget wish list and launched an advocacy campaign to deliver the $270 million project by October 2025. The upgrades won't increase the capacity of the dam, but will ensure it can withstand a 1 in 800,000 year event. If you're reaching for your jumper this morning, you won't be the only one with a cold front sweeping through the Darling Downs. The Bureau of Meteorology's Patch Clapp says a high off the south of Australia will drop temps to around 10 degrees.
We're finally seeing some cooler, drier air clear out some of that generally more humid conditions.
Meanwhile, a number of flood warnings are still current for the Boulogne and Maranoa rivers, while a major warning is in place for the Warrego with a peak of 10 metres expected on Friday. A reminder to stay out of floodwaters after a man was pulled from the Boulogne River yesterday afternoon. He clung to a tree at St. George before SES and fire crews rescued him at about 5 p.m. It's unknown why the man went into the water. To sport, the Pittsworth Vikings Soccer Club is this week finalising teams ahead of the Highfields FC Soccer Carnival in May. Players aged 7 to 8 will compete while the Queensland Kappa Cup continues throughout the state.